Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, November 24th, 2023. U.S. stock markets will close early at 1 p.m. Eastern Time today. U.S. futures are pointing to a slightly higher open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened slightly lower following mixed levels in Asian markets. U.S. dollar is lower with Japanese yen and Aussie dollar stronger and China yuan flat. Treasury yields are higher across the board. WTI crude oil futures are lower, but Brent is higher. Precious metals are well bid. Copper is higher among industrial metals, but iron ore is down again. There is no change in the broader market narrative, with central bank policymakers continuing to push the higher for longer stance. But market is focusing on rate cut expectations. Market activity is light amid the Thanksgiving holiday. And in other developments, authorities in China continue the housing rescue efforts, with banks reportedly allowed to issue unsecured loans for working capital. This adds to a flurry of policy support measures that have driven a sharp rebound in property stocks. Some takeaways argue that the measures will quicken the completion of unfinished housing projects, helping to lift home buyer sentiment. However, the contagion risks linger after one of the Chinese shadow banks revealed that it is heavily insolvent. The property sector developments in China are also tying into the debate over the prospect of additional rate cuts. According to a Bloomberg survey, the PBOC is now expected to keep the medium-term lending facility rate steady in December versus the prior forecast for a 5-basis-point cut. However, some economists are leaning towards the expectation of another triple R cut by year-end. Elsewhere, Japan's core inflation rose by less than forecast, though it came in still well above the Bank of Japan's 2% target. And services inflation edged higher. Japan's flash manufacturing PMI fell further into contraction, though the services reading held up. New Zealand's retail sales came in much stronger than the consensus, but policy implications are limited, with the Reserve Bank of New Zealand expected on hold next week. In Europe, the UK consumer confidence rebounded in November by the largest amount since April, but came in after hitting three-month lows in October. And the German Q3 GDP was revised down, but the quarterly reading remained. In corporate news, 30% of Origin Energy shareholders voted against the Brookfield EIG takeover offer before the scheme meeting was adjourned. In Asia today, equities traded mixed. Australia finished higher, New Zealand capped off its third weekly gain with another up day. Japan's Nikkei and TOPIX surged at the open but finished off their highs. Greater China markets went lower, with Hong Kong reversing yesterday's gains as a few property stocks saw steep losses. Seoul was down, Taiwan was flat, Southeast Asia was mostly lower, and India was flat in the morning trade. European equity markets have had a flat to lower open but remain on course for modest gains on the week. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Friday, November 24th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.